And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, there are several exhibits on display, including a collection of sculpture and prints by John Buck called C'est Magnifique. John Buck is an internationally known sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. In Gallery A, he has quite a number of large, moving sculptures. A fascinating exhibit, and that's on display now at the Hilliard University Art Museum. For further information on it, you can go to their website. In Gallery B, a collection of contemporary folk art from the Hilliard's permanent collection. The Center for Louisiana Studies continues its backyard series tonight at Vermilionville. The presentation tonight is on urban Mardi Gras masking traditions in Lafayette, which date back to the 30s and 40s here in our community. That starts at 6:30 and goes until 8:30. It's a free program. And in addition to the Center for Louisiana Studies staff, Zydeco Mike and the Creole Headhunters, some of their members will be there talking about the Lafayette Creole masking and parading traditions. On Wednesday in Scott at Maison Begno, there will be a reading of The Grigri Sisters by Pat Cravens and Becca Begno. On the 9th, on Saturday, there will be a workshop for making Mardi Gras screen masks and capuchons. That's all at Maison Begno in Scott. The Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette are offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. The course will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th, taught by Dr. Marianne Wilson. The class will be in Griffin Hall. For further information or to register, you can contact the UL Lafayette English Department. Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette has opened up applications for its home ownership program. The next meeting will be this Friday, February 8th, at the Hyman Park Recreation Center Gym from 6 to 7:30. Applications are available at that meeting, but they're also available from the Lafayette Habitat website or their office here in Lafayette. Registration is now open for the 6th Annual Women's Conference, co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC. The Women's Conference will be Tuesday, March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. To register, the website is www.southlouisiana.edu. At the Acadian Cultural Center at the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve in Lafayette, the exhibit Becoming Louisiana: Path to Statehood is on display. The Arc of Acadiana has announced its annual bead drive. The campaign will run February 6th through March 20th. Beads will be collected, detangled, recycled, and resold. That will provide employment opportunities for the Arc's clients. To find out more about drop-off locations, the website is arcofacadiana.org. This Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be an oral history presentation with Sharon Broussard Landry and Wilhelmina Broussard, both from Grand Coteau. They'll be discussing education and different experiences they've had growing up in the Grand Coteau area. The presentation will be filmed by John Sharp and retained in the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore at the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette. After that presentation, poet Michelle Pichon of Louisiana Creole Heritage will be reading from her poetry. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session. That's this Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul. This Friday, there will be a Cru de Canaille Mardi Gras dance at Vermilionville from 7 to 11. That's February 8th, this Friday. Ray Absher and friends will be performing. And this Saturday, opening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, in the main gallery, a retrospective exhibit of work by painter John Hawthorne. We'll be speaking with him later on this week about his work and the exhibit. The Bag Mat Ministry is offering a workshop this Saturday, February 9th, to help you learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. That will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. And next week, the Wanderlust Theater Company presents You've Got Hate Mail, opening on Valentine's Day at Theater 810. And we'll be speaking with Elsa Dimitriadis next week about that performance of You've Got Hate Mail. And the Koresh Dance Company will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts February 14th and 15th. That's next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just click on the program button and find your favorite program. Either listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And you can always support KRVS securely and easily at our website. Just click on the support or pledge now buttons and make your contribution. And if you'd like to donate a vehicle, down at the bottom of our page, just look for that big red button that says Donate Your Car or Vehicle. Click on it, and you can either fill out information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number there. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, we join Chris O'Reilly with From the Top. At 8, it's Night Train Jazz, locally hosted by John Green, and Ajahma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.